And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And we're going to get you started with some local news. Aspire Rural Health System hosted its annual Hunting for Health event last month, March 20th and 21st, at Rooster Ranch in Ubley, where more than 95 hunters and community members took part in a European-style pheasant hunt. Proceeds will benefit Aspire's PCUPS program, which provides cancer screenings for uninsured residents and financial assistance for those undergoing treatment for prostate cancer. Foundation Director Stephanie Longenberg says the community support helps expand access to care while raising awareness. The program offers eligible patients $500 in assistance every 6 months, and to qualify, individuals must be uninsured and live in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, or Tuscola counties. And in Huron County, Judge Prill in Circuit Court held an arraignment for Tamara Ann Denny, where she entered a not guilty plea during her arraignment. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney represented Denny with Timothy J. Rutkowski appearing for the prosecution. A pretrial hearing was scheduled and a trial date has been set for June 8th. No issues were raised regarding bond, and the court noted a three-month period leading up to the initial proceeding. The North Branch DPW announced that there will be a hydrant flushing done this week. The flushing will start on Monday, April 13th, and is expected to be completed by April 15th. While that work is being done, water could be discolored, and if that happens, let the water run until it is clear. And we will be right back after this message from Sure Health.
Sure Health is proud to offer yet another option in primary care for you, now with Dr. Liz Milligan seeing patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose family medicine?
I always knew that family medicine was going to be the field for me. I wanted to take care of all ages, all stages, and really just be that touch point for people and build those longitudinal relationships. And so excited to be back.
That's right, you're a native of Cass City. And what would the best piece of advice be for your patients?
Ask questions, be engaged. At the end of the day, you are in the driver's seat of your health. I can't go home and make good food for you. I can't go home and have you be active. So figure out what's going to work for you and how I can support you and just be an active participant in your health.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care, Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we are back, and we have got one obituary for you at this time. Joan Bernice Peterson, 94 years old, passed away on Saturday, April 11th, 2026, at the Huron County Medical Care Facility. Joan was born on January 12th, 1932, and she married Richard Peterson on October 23rd, 1948. Joan is survived by her daughters Karen Voss, Gail Sopper, Patricia Ashby, my apologies, Pamela Stearns, son Steve Peterson, her sisters Lorraine and Diana, her grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place at Sunset Valley Crematory, and the family will have a private burial at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Joan's name to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And we'll be right back with your national and international news next after this message from Ashley.
Spring is finally here, and the savings are blooming at Ashley and Bad Axe during our Spring Savings event. Freshen up your home with up to 25% off store-wide and brighten any room with accessories up to 33% off. Take your pick from sofas, loveseats, and sectionals. dining sets for the family gatherings, recliners and lift chairs for comfort, mattresses and bedroom furniture for better sleep, end tables, entertainment stands, office furniture, accessories, area rugs, and so much more, all waiting for you this spring. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's never been easier to bring home the style you love. Don't miss our floor model specials, Price to Go and Going Fast. Spring into savings. Deals are blooming right now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated Ashley store.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we are back with your national news and international. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani celebrated his 100th day in office with a rally in Brooklyn, reaffirming his focus on the working class. The mayor proposed an ambitious plan to establish city-run grocery stores to combat food deserts and rising inflation in underserved neighborhoods. The administration has faced both praise for its progressive stance and skepticism from fiscal conservatives regarding the feasibility of municipal retail. Mamdani countered that the city's intervention is necessary to ensure food security as a basic human right. And the House of Representatives is moving forward with a clean 18-month extension of FISA, F-I-S-A, Section 702, which is set to expire shortly. The legislation aims to maintain the government's ability to collect foreign intelligence on U.S. soil under court oversight to address elevated threat levels. The move comes amid heightened national security concerns following the breakdown of Middle East peace talks. Privacy advocates continue to push for more stringent reform to the program to prevent potential domestic surveillance overreach. And the Peru election results are delayed. Official results are being delayed after thousands of voters were granted a one-day extension due to logistical issues at polling stations. The country is currently choosing between 35 different candidates for its presidency. Observers note that the sheer number of contenders has led to a highly fragmented vote, making a second-round runoff almost certain. The delay has caused some unease in Lima, where residents are calling for a transparent and swift tallying process. And at least 25 people were killed and dozens injured in a stampede at the Citadel La Frere, a mountaintop fortress in northern Haiti. The incident occurred during a crowded cultural event at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Authorities are investigating what triggered the panic, with early reports suggesting a false alarm regarding a structural failure. The government has declared 3 days of national mourning for the victims of the tragedy. And we will be right back after this message from our final sponsor, Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.